Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So I saw this story last week, but generally we always prioritize other things sometimes, and then we'll save a story for a day like this where we can discuss it freely, right? Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Sihle Zikalala, made a statement that the Western Cape does not want to get rid of illegal foreign nationals, or rather undocumented immigrants, because they enjoy the benefits of cheap labor. Made it, as a matter of fact, publicly, waishiya kanjalo. Now, the GNU comes with it some very, very interesting dynamics that we've never witnessed before, right? Sihle Zikalala is a deputy to a minister who is from the DA. Mm-hmm. The DA governs the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. But, funny enough, just because he's deputy to that minister doesn't mean that he reports to that minister, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That minister has no powers to fire him. He has no powers to suspend him. Nothing like that. The president has those powers. And the president is an ANC president. And I doubt very much that the president would do anything to his deputy minister from the ANC just because the DA is seemingly upset. What that means, though, is that Dean McPherson now, who is the minister of this department, had to come out and defend the DA, his party. And he actually publicly admonished Sihle Zikalala. But I don't know if it's actually anything to go by, because, again, if you look at how the office functions, right, I doubt that these people even need to get along. Mm. We've seen in politics, even the highest office, right, the presidency now and the deputy president, very often those people do not see eye to eye and the country functions. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to ask yourself a question. What is the point of a deputy minister? A question we've asked before as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this particular dynamic is very, very interesting.
But to be honest with you, I mean, I look at office dynamics, for instance, right? We, even within an office space, you don't have to get along in order to be productive, right? But you do have to have some level of understanding when it comes to where we are going with what we are doing. Are we on the same page? Are we pulling in the right direction? Or are we pulling in opposite directions? Here, at times, it feels as though people are pulling in along party lines, which is almost expected. But at the end of the day, to what end? You know, are we pulling in opposite directions for the sake of pulling in opposite directions? Or are we pulling in opposite directions because I'm trying to get you to toe the line?
And I'm glad you brought that up, because if the DA can come here and talk out the side of their mouth all the time about the GNU and the ANC's participation in it and Cyril's governance, then why can't Sihle Zikalala come out and talk about the DA? What's stopping him?
Yeah, the ANC of late have taken that posture. I saw it with Montle Ngungubele and the communications minister. The communications minister withdrew the SABC bill. And then in the evening, his deputy Mondli came out and said he vehemently disagrees with that. And again, it was a scenario almost similar to this one, because Mondli used to be the Minister of Communications and now he deputizes the current. Similarly, with Sihle Zikalala and Dean McPherson, he used to be the minister. And when he speaks on the George incident, to a certain extent, many would say he speaks as an authority, because at the time of that incident,
he was the minister who
was briefed by all stakeholders, be it the CIDB, etc. So when it comes to George, he could speak as an authority, but what I disagree with is then to generalize and say the Western Cape as a province has a problem, because it's a well-established fact that there are significant regulatory gaps in the construction sector, and the private sector does need to be regulated a bit more.
Nationally.
Yes. This we all know, it's established. Mm-hmm. There is a regulatory gap. Mm. But to then generalize beyond that George incident where there were foreign nationals, it was cheap labor, just a lot of issues there. You cannot say then the whole of the Western Cape. So I understand where Dean would be coming in as well. So, Idro.
Here's where I say you can generalize, right? Because it may not be the province in its entirety, but the DA, through their actions, are definitely in support of undocumented immigrants?
Generally, and for me, that's where I have a problem with Sihle Zikalala's statement, because the thing of foreign immigrants, illegal one at times, especially in construction, is all over the country. Mm. In Joburg alone, if you go to any development and find out who's building there, it's generally guys who are in the country as asylum seekers. Some of them are fake at times. That's the problem I have, is that work is not getting done now. These guys are playing politics while the country essentially suffers. And we're right, the DA started it, and I'm very disappointed, because for the longest time, there were opposition saying they're going to do the work when they get in, but they got in and they've been taking swipes whenever they can at the ANC and not getting the job done. Mm-hmm. And now the ANC retaliates. And I think a lot of people will be too quick to say, but Usihle, yet the DA started this whole thing. And the problem is, it's us who's suffering. It's the people who want these jobs. Some are taken by illegal immigrants in Gauteng, yet we're overlooking that and focusing on the Western Cape.
And also to add, right? Mm-hmm. When, for example, former Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. I cannot forget his name now.
Aaron Motsoaledi,
right? Was trying to get these people deported. Who went to the courts first?
Yeah, it was the DA.
Exactly. And their backers and their funders. So don't look at what people are saying. Look at what the people are doing, right? The party that is currently hindering all deportations, or at least was before they joined the GNU, is the DA. No, it is.
Guys,
so, Mina, I don't care. Sihle Zikalala is correct. He's 100% correct.
But as Mfundo says, you can't just make it a Western Cape problem. It's a
well, that's a province. Problem. That's a province that they govern.
Yes.
And Sihle didn't say. He just said the DA in the Western Cape.
No, but again, he's making it a provincial issue, yes, and again, making it a government issue. It was a private sector matter, and we have all agreed here that there are regulatory gaps. But even on the DA saying that they are the ones that want to keep foreign nationals, the Helen Suzman Foundation and everybody that opposed Adam Tswaledi's move, it was purely based on procedure, that the ZEP, or the ending of it or termination, was not procedurally fair, that those who would have been affected and had to go back to Zimbabwe had to have been consulted extensively. So it was taking the process back to just say, consult widely with those who be affected, and then after that, take a decision.
That's who's all. The Minister of Home Affairs now?
It's a DA minister, yes.
Thank you. And what does he want to do? Well, regarding foreign nationals?
He has...
What has he said? Tell me, what has he said? Did he not say he's going to make sure that he expedites them to get their permits?
Excuse me.
He
does want to deal with the immigration crisis. I want to mention, now you're making me speak for people that
are... I'm asking a question.
I was merely saying...
Doesn't he do this to you every time? You fall into this trap every time.
But that's what he said. Give us a shout and let us know. 086-000-00959.
The only party that inlela these foreign nationals is the DA. Bayalwa to the nail, because it's a political agenda. It's cheap labor. So because they represent business interests, they represent the people. Like Lawana Babatanda is slavery. Right, that's why they like these foreigners, because they can treat them anyhow, Abanama rights, and they can do whatever that they want to them. That's why for them it is a good mandate for them, which have a corner.
And their economy, specifically in the Western Cape again, is a tourist economy. I can go further and even say things like majority of the foreign nations that come through don't affect them personally and the people that they represent, right? Are not La Wanda Mnyama, they like the DA. La Wanda Mnyama, my pants. Those people, those are the ones that get displaced whenever you have an influx.
Or the guys who go to hospital and find beds are full.
100%.
Those are the guys affected.
Yeah.
But guys, to be honest, even Kuzana in South Africa was founded on a cheap labor by black South Africans. And we know that. So manje, because of a democracy, Kubanzima would be the cheap labor, because basa enjoy basaphethe economy basically. So njengoba basaphethe economy, that is why kugcwala kanje kunabantu abangaphandle abagcwele, and yibo futhi abakhoza ama problems. That's how Amazonophobia or whatever xenophobic what is created because of a cheap labor, ADA nabelung. So mabenga fix anje lapho. I don't know which party engafika yenze the right thing because it creates a hatred among our own people.
Even the one and only Gayson McKenzie, who campaigned on that, quiet as a church mouse now. So let's say do. Why? You can't talk with your mouth. You can't talk with your mouth full.
Yeah.
I saw something, I don't know if it's true or not. You could say Botswana, they want to document those illegal immigrants, especially from Zimbabwe, because of banning skills so go aka. And then so that bazo was utiba by develop a country back and stuff like that where there's construction with the new president, that is. So I'm asking like South Africa good teenage for never happen, then Uba knows Osala Ake. Because generally speaking, I'm a South African guy is about Fundom Sebens on Zima because the work Kalube Utaka boy and Utagal. So Stini, do we then train them or say yeganje?
That's a good question, Nakona.
Guys, you will never separate ETA Nama Zimbabwean. That is a fact. Utuba Nutini Tina Seazi, we've worked for our companies as a Cape Town. These guys are getting these guys dirty cheap, and they even say that the way they're so arrogant. Dirty cheap. And remember, these are skilled people. But man, yeah, because economy have a challenge, they come here desperate, and because you know white monopoly capital, they have no regards for our laws. Yeah, boy. The only part of the constitution in Abailandela is the one that benefits them. So I don't know what it is really kule country.
And so nje, just now, just economically speaking, what that does is it distorts the labor market, right? Because if the labor market, for example, the wages floor was a certain amount, when somebody else comes and they're more desperate for the job, they will drop that wages floor, right? Because they'll go, okay, fine, I'll do it for 2,000 rand. Then it's like, dude, minimum wage is like 3,700 or something. But the guy is there and he needs a job, and 2,000 rand can help out people back home, so he'll take it. And then, as you correctly point out, the employer gets arrogant to say, well, if you don't want it, I'll find somebody else who can take it, right? And now everybody begins to suffer. This is why this is a big problem.
You know, when I have ETA and the ANC are just playing politics, as much as I also agree with when I see Zoguti ETA, they support undocumented immigrants. Also, ANC, they support undocumented immigrants because they are the cause why we have so many millions of illegal immigrants in the country. So they're just playing politics. By this time next year, it will be gone.
This is when you see play. My mother says that from the start, the national party, they want to be 7 years as a cheap labor. But then again, we were later along on a permit. Being a full moon on a permit, we shall be Jimmy Sanjalo. And then again, in single 94, African Renaissance, a boom big. That's another way for open borders. Now, we save a corner, slowly work by maintainer, slowly work by keeper. So, in King, say beginning in South Africa, yonke, and the manjo group show one and I'm a party way to say, So, yeah, it's a good engine, like Bonagal engine, like the Scutane, like Bonagal, and Lighting and Linda Valley. Deportation of a hammy, I span. Mina bayenze linye plan nje ngama borders.
Lena bama abantu bangaphandle abangena kule country bazosebenza wabathatha imisebenzi. Is a national issue. But masinga confused in a portfolio ebamnike yena deputy. Ubheke province ebamnikeza yona and then maka identify ama challenges. Let us allow it. And however siyazi ukuthi iDA vele iyathanda cheap labor. Iyathanda cheap labor because of abayathandi compliance in the Department of Labor. and it became a challenge. Yes, carbon is a strong land. So as a master, as a pagama, but it's xenophobia and all these things. And when you find about humble about by months and up by yourself, or but comply, no, it takes if another part of visa wabo, about right, baba registered in this country, then we don't have a problem. But it yaba had a lot because of abafunu cocaine Latina or abafunu cocaine accordingly.
I'm inclined to agree with Sizwe and Sihle Zikalala because there is a concerted effort on the side of the DA and their associated NGOs and NPOs and things like that to go out and actually fight for foreigners, illegals at that. I think Mfundo's being a bit naive. We really do have to look at the actions and not listen to what these people say. If you look at the actions of the DA and the associated NGOs and NPOs, it's definitely there to see that there's a concerted effort to really protect illegal immigrants at the cost of South Africans.
I think this thing, it's coming from a labor and economic sector, in that most of the foreign nationals now in South Africa are claiming that they built South Africa, their forefathers did. And remember, in South Africa, our white counterpart in private sector have never had an interest to employment or economic empowerment to a local South African. So these foreign nationals are not even cheap labor. They are just here for a movement that is in South Africa currently, dispossessing rightful South Africans of their South African rights, right to economic empowerment, which the democracy failed to deliver to us. And we won't realize it until we deal with this issue of our own enterprises and our own companies, that their preference must first and foremost be South Africans.
But the aspect of the who said legal or illegal immigrants have the right like South Africa? Our ANC government. Now, it my practice alone to lay, it's a problem. I think I am with the ANC is into Mazibaklaga, they shifted to Kwabanya Band. Yes, it's wrong in the ANC, but let's look at Ngapekaya Gutkwenzagala. They allow it when it suits them. It's wrong when it doesn't benefit them. Aye.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.